Hey kids, you're listening to the Devoted Kids Podcast.
On this podcast, we'll be interviewing kids, telling stories, talking about God, and exploring the Bible.
So sit tight, buckle up, hold on, get ready, because here we go! Welcome to the Devoted Kids Podcast. I'm Elena Brock.
And I am Samuel Heffernan.
Samuel, we have a bit of a momentous episode ahead of us.
Oh yes, it's the 10th episode of the podcast, right?
Yes, 10 episodes doesn't seem like a whole lot, but in the podcast business, it probably doesn't seem like a whole lot either.
We are going to do something we have never done before.
True. We are interviewing Pastor Marcus Heffernan, Samuel's uncle, and Pastor Ben Heffernan, Samuel's dad.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good to have you guys in the studio today. This episode, we are just focusing on the importance of camp. So why don't you introduce yourselves? We'll start with you, Pastor Marcus.
I'm Pastor Marcus Heffernan with Midland Baptist Church in Wichita, Kansas. And I've had the privilege of being the camp director of Challenge Christian Camp. I think I'm going on 10 years now, and I grew up. My birth was announced the last day of camp on the year I was born. So camp has always been a part of my life, and I've really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to talking about it here, and looking forward to camp this summer.
Okay, and Pastor Ben.
I am really excited about this podcast, too. This is, I'm a pastor at Bethel Community Baptist Church, and I have loved camp from being a kid, tons of fun memories, and I really have enjoyed going back, being a counselor, and now I am game director and camp clown.
You do very well at that.
For someone who's never been to church camp, why don't we just tell them what it's like?
That's a great idea. Tirza, you've been to camp. What's one of your favorite activities?
One of my favorites is swimming because we don't have a swimming pool at our house, so whenever we go to camp, I get to swim every single day and for about 45 minutes, which is very fun for me.
Who doesn't love coming out of the swimming pool looking like a lobster?
Yeah, when you have chapel 40 minutes later.
But you know what? Of course, I didn't learn to really swim till later in life, and to get in the deep part, you had to pass the swimming test. So that was a little bit of a scary part for me, but I did love just being out there in the water with all the friends, and we played basketball on the shallow end, and that was a lot of fun.
Our camp is located right on the Arkansas River, and so we have an opportunity. We can actually go down with a counselor, with adult supervision. Campers are able to go down to the river and walk it, and that's always a fun, unique thing because I don't have a river in my backyard, so that's a fun opportunity for me.
I haven't tried that river yet, so I'm hoping this year I'll be able to.
It's pretty brown, but I have never been bit by a snake or fish. It's fun. In fact, one time we got dropped off. Now, this doesn't happen every year, so don't get scared. But one of my exciting stories is we got dropped off at a river like 6 miles up the stream, and it was actually 20 miles up the stream. I mean, in terms of river
the zigzags and everything.
And it was amazing because I remember it to this day, but it was pretty bad.
Yeah, I think I've heard that story before.
A lot of fun.
Something else I really enjoy about camp is the skit night. Pastor Ben really makes that really fun with his jokes that he tells, and the campers actually bring their own skits, and churches prepare skits, and they get up there, and it's always a hoot, and it's, I don't know how to describe it, the least funny the skit, the more I laugh. It's something about it, but it's so neat to get the campers up there. It brings back a lot of memories for me when I was a camper, and I had to get up there and do a skit. All the embarrassment and the trauma, it really made me the man I am today because of all the fun I had doing skits.
Skit night is probably one of my favorite nights. It's a lot of fun.
I hate leading it, but I enjoy laughing a lot at everyone else. It's a lot of fun. So I remember as a kid, just certain pastors, they got up there and it didn't matter what they did. I mean, if they're going to get up there and brush their teeth, We laughed. I mean, it was hilarious. Yeah. And so it just seeing everybody get up there and sometimes just seeing spiritual leaders who you really respect, you look up to, and they're very serious people, but they know how to laugh and they know how to have a good time. And it just teaches you don't have to do bad things. You don't have to follow the devil to have a good time. No, when you follow the Lord, you have the blessing of the Lord.
Amen.
And there's tons of good laughs and fun.
There are a lot of laughs when Pastor tells his corny jokes.
Yep. Yep.
You want to hear one now?
Okay. Yeah, no, thank you.
Oh, go ahead. Do you have one?
No.
Okay, good.
I'm saving it for camp.
Wednesday night, there is a water fight for the younger kids, and the older kids go play softball, but I always join in the water. You get wet, but it's fun because you get to dump water buckets on everyone.
When I was a kid, I mean, I brought this like little pea shooter handgun to the fight, and I'm serious. My best friend brought the Wanamaker Super Soaker 2000, and he took him like 3 minutes to fill up his backpack with water, and he went around and soaked everybody. I was glad it was his friend, but I mean, those water fights, I mean, couldn't beat them. Best memories.
And I think every year it seems like water fights spontaneously break out through the whole week. Like we're going up to chapel, all of a sudden someone has a cup of water and they pour it on someone, then they chase them all around the camp, and it's always...
It's not infrequent to see someone chasing someone with a bucket of water, you know. You just don't even think a second thought about it.
Pretty normal at camp.
I think pastor's got a few on him.
I enjoy the extra time that we get to spend with pastor friends and counselors, but also just that extra quality time with campers, getting to know those young people and what's going on in their life at that time. And
you meet a lot of friends at camp, which is really fun to just get to see them year after year and connect with them. It's really fun.
Yep, my best friend went to my church for many years, and they moved away to another church down in Oklahoma. And so one of the only times we got to see each other was at camp. And in fact, we got together. There was a group of us, five guys, that became really good friends from different churches. And we would just, when we got together, there was a unity and a love that we had for each other that was really based on the Lord. And all of us went off to Bible college, and there was just a sense and desire in our hearts. And that unity, that kinship of seeing that the work of God was bigger than just my church or my youth group, had a big impact on my life. And I still am friends with those men today.
One of my friends is named Bryn, and she used to go to the same church as I did, but they moved away to Wisconsin. Sometimes her parents let her come down to camp, so that's usually the only time I get to see her, and then we have lots of fun together, and we spend that week together talking about our family and the Lord.
One time, we heard that Bryn wasn't going to be able to go to camp. During the Bible quizzing that we have every day at camp, we heard a voice behind us, and we looked around, and it was Bryn. And the shock on our faces, it was pretty fun, but just those, the friendships that we get to make and then continue making at camp is really good.
So what are the enjoyable things for a young teenage guy at camp, Samuel?
I guess the basketball court's pretty fun.
I always enjoyed playing against the counselors. We would grow up watching the older guys play against the counselors, and now I get to be a counselor and play against the older guys. It's a lot of fun, but we play softball, and I always thought that we could win somehow. We never came close. It was really discouraging. Yeah. And basketball, there was a little bit more competitive, and now to this day, you know, I think it's a little bit more even. You know, still, there's something about just the competition.
I'd have to say one of my most memorable camp memories is beating Pastor Ben in ping pong.
What? Yes. I do not have the same memory.
Well, we'll have to wait till this year to settle this. All right.
Okay, rub-off game.
There we go. Now, these are all fun memories, but what makes camp so important is the spiritual part and what the Lord does. It's a church camp where we're not just focusing on the fun and the discipline aspect of life, but we're focusing on Scripture and what God wants to teach us through that. What are some camp memories that you young people have made?
Every year I go to camp, I'm just so excited for the messages because I know I'm going to get something just so valuable from the Bible and from God to direct my life.
I always thought in the morning devotions that I always learned the most, and then when we talked a lot about things that happened in the inside that we use on the outside, as in words and gossiping.
Man.
Something else that we all have is God and I time. And I really enjoy that because you go somewhere quiet with a group, but by yourself, and you do devotions, you read the Bible, and then you pray, and it's just you and God. That's just also really encouraging.
Yep, it's so powerful when you have an exposure to God's word four times, five times in one day, and you do that day after day after day. It has a big impact. It's hard for me to even quantify it. I didn't get saved at camp. I don't necessarily know if I surrendered to preach at camp, but there was just the continued hearing the voice of God, being convicted and being broken before him, that helped to set a trajectory for my life that I wanted to be. I wanted to be like the pastors who were teaching us and leading us and these counselors. I wanted to know God. I wanted to grow up and serve him someday. And by God's grace, that's one of the most beautiful things that brings me to tears, is that the very camp that I was able to make all those decisions, I've been able to come back and participate and help and serve him. And by God's grace, to this point, I'm still doing what God wants me to do. So, and I want to finish well. And I enjoy camp because I, even as a pastor, am hearing God's word and being convicted and wanting to walk in the same truths that I heard 20, 30 years ago.
I want to second that. I couldn't say it any better myself. So many decisions that I made for my life, individually as a young man, for the Lord, were made at camp. I cannot stress the importance of that in my life, and I want that for my children as they go to camp. I want that for my niece and nephews as I get to see them there at camp. I want that for the young people in my church to experience the Lord out in the camp environment, you know, excluded from all the worldly influences. There's no TV. They don't have their cell phones. It's just them and the Lord and all these other young people. It's so, so important. I'm so grateful I get to be a part of it.
There are a lot of benefits of camp. What about this camp?
Challenge Christian Camp is a collection of several churches in Kansas and Oklahoma, and we rent a facility down called Quaker Haven in Ark City, Kansas. And so we have the week of June the 17th through the 21st. This year, we're having Dr. Mark Herbster come and preach, a longtime evangelist, different involvement in conservative Christianity. Really looking forward to him coming and opening God's Word. Our theme this year, the fun theme, is Arctic survival. Pastor Ben is really the one who puts a lot of thought into getting that theme across through skits and through the games. And then our spiritual theme for this year is a drawing near to the Lord. And that theme really comes from James 4:8. It says, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you." And so we want young people to be drawn closer to the Lord through Scripture, through that time, that exposure of godly counselors. We're drawing away from all those worldly and sinful influences in our life, that we can draw near to the Lord and allow God to really grip us.
Is there any way that someone across the country could come?
If you would like more information about this camp, we'd love to have you contact us, be a part of us. You can contact Midland Baptist Church in Wichita. You can find us online. Love to have you be a part of us.
Well, I don't think we've even talked about half of the exciting and fun and all the benefits of camp, but, well, you'll just have to come and find out what they are. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm Elena Brock.
I'm Samuel Heffernan.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.